Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. Not very many people understand the facts of the Bible and the facts of the New Testament, and not very many people accept the fact that every word of God is inspired. And God is the one who gave us these things so that we would know what transpired. A lot of these are just the beginning clue, and then we have to go to the rest of history to find its development. Well, likewise with papal power. I'll do a couple of segments on the fact that the Apostle Peter, number one, never went to Rome, never preached there, never visited there, did not die there. But that will take a couple of segments in itself. However, very few people understand there was a counterfeit Peter who was a pagan religious leader, and it's recorded in the book of Acts. And it's recorded here to tell us, how did this great false Christian religious system get its start? And once we understand this, then you can look into the pages of history and see how it really developed. Now let's come to Acts, the 8th chapter. And this tells us about a certain religious figure, and it identifies him by how he teaches. Remember, Jesus said, you will know them by their fruits. So let's begin in verse 5. Then Philip went down to a city of Samaria and proclaimed Christ to them. And the multitudes listened intently with one accord to the things spoken by Philip when they heard and saw the signs that he did. So here's what he did. Now you see, all the mystery religions of this world look to signs, look to statues, look to different things as omens from God. The way God does it, when the gospel is preached in a new area beginning with the New Testament church, there were signs, there were wonders, there were healings, there were casting out of demons, etc. Verse 7. For unclean spirits, crying with a loud voice, came out of many of those who had them. Unclean spirits come along with demon religions or satanic religions. And this is very important to understand. And this is why these things occur in these false religions. Now, Philip comes and casts them out. Many who were paralyzed and lame were healed, and there was great joy in that city. Out of the bondage, out of the grips of Satan, the devil, into the liberty of Christ. Verse 9, note this very carefully. But there was a certain man, a particular man, named Simon. Now, Simon is another name for Peter. So here we have a false Peter who is a religious leader. Let's see how he conducted his religion in this city of Samaria and held all the people in the grips of bondage. And we will see that this identifies with Babylon the Great, with the sorceries, with the enchantments. And let's see what he does, because this is absolutely important in understanding how then false paganized Christianity spread through the Roman Empire. And who was the one who started it? It was not the Apostle Peter. A certain man named Simon, who had from earlier times, before the beginning of the ministry of Jesus Christ, been practicing sorcery. Now, what is sorcery? Sorcery and witchcraft, astrology, all of the things, of the tools of satanic religions. And that's what God said that Babylon the Great did, with all their sorceries, with all their enchantments. So here is a man doing what? Practicing the Babylonian religious system. And how did that get there? Well, that got there centuries before. The 10 northern tribes of Israel used to live in that area. And because of their sins and their witchcraft and the things that they did, God sent them off into captivity. And the king of Assyria brought those from Babylon over to the area of what is known as Samaria and brought the Babylonian religious system there. And they attached the name of God to it. So here it is, all set up, coming down to the time of Jesus Christ and the ministry of the apostles. From earlier times, been practicing sorcery in the city and astounding the nation of Samaria, proclaiming himself to be some great one. Now, remember what we covered in the last segment. What did Jesus say you were not to be like? The ministers, the apostles, were not to be like the great ones, or the religious leaders, nor as the rulers, the political leaders, in exercising authority. Well, here, not only did Simon exercise authority, notice, proclaiming himself to be some great one, to him they had all given heed from the least to the greatest, saying, "This man is the great power of God," the infallibility of the papal seat in Rome today. And this Simon is the Peter who went to Rome. He went there before the Apostle Paul got there. He went there, the Apostle Peter never went to Rome. And he developed a counterfeit Christianity based upon satanic sorcery. Now, you can read that in the Encyclopedia of Religion and Ethics by McClintock and Strong. Now, there is a little Catholic myth woven in it trying to deny that the Peter who went to Rome was actually this sorcerer, Simon, who did magical and profound demonic tricks. This man is the great power of God. Now, they were giving heed to him because he had for a long time bewitched them with sorceries, had them all brainwashed, all believing what he told them. Okay? But when they believed Philip, who was preaching the gospel, the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Now we're going to learn another lesson in the next verse. Remember how many times I've said, it's not what you profess to believe. It's what you actually believe and do. So notice what happened. Here is a big-time, full-blown, high-level encounter with the Church of God, the Gospel of Jesus Christ, by a leading pagan witchcraft sorcery leader, Simon. Let's read it. Then Simon himself also believed, and after being baptized, Now, he didn't repent. He professed. His baptism was not valid, as we will see. And he steadfastly continued with Philip as he beheld the signs and great works of power that were being done, and he was amazed. Now, this was quite a thing. Now, let's see what happened when the news got back to Jerusalem to the apostles, because they knew who this man was, and they understood what he was teaching. And if you go back, as we will see when we come to the segments on the true apostle Peter, that Satan desired to have Peter, but Christ would not allow it. So Satan used this Simon, which is another name for Peter, and he was the one who went to Rome. And he was professing and teaching a false Christianity. He was saying that he was the power of God, the Christ manifested in the flesh, and that his consort, Helen, was the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. Now let's read on. Verse 14. Now when the apostles in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them. The true Peter went and confronted the false Peter face to face, who after coming down to Samaria prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit, for as yet it had not fallen upon any of them, but they had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. But they did not lay hands on Simon, the sorcerer, also known in history as Simon Magus. Now when Simon saw that the Holy Spirit was given by the laying on of the hands of the apostles, he offered them money to buy a religious office. He wanted to buy the religious office of a true apostle of Jesus Christ. Now, you see why 2 Corinthians 2 and 4 and 11 make sense. Because this Simon did not stop. This is the Simon that went to Rome, upon which the early fathers built the Roman Catholic Church. And here's what he said to the apostles. Give this authority to me also, so that on whomever I lay hands he may receive the Holy Spirit. But Peter said to him, may your money be destroyed with you, because you thought that the gift of God might be purchased with money. You have neither part nor lot in this matter. And part and lot means you have no part or lot in the preaching of the gospel, or in being a representative of Jesus Christ, or in giving the Holy Spirit of God. And the only spiritual power that Simon had was the spiritual power of Satan the devil, which he used in witchcraft and sorcery to bewitch the people. He was a direct descendant of Balaam from Pethor. Amazing, isn't it? Verse 21, you have neither part nor lot in this matter, for your heart is not right before God. Repent, therefore, of this your wickedness, and beseech God if perhaps the thought of your heart may be forgiven you. Well, those are pretty powerful words. And so you see, the foundation that came to Rome had absolutely nothing to do with the truth of God. The Simon that came to Rome in 42 AD and was called Deus Simone, the God Simon, that was the one who went to Rome. Verse 23, for I perceive that you are in the gall of bitterness and in the bondage of unrighteousness. Now, the gall of bitterness is complete enmity against God. And serving Satan, the devil, to work against God in hatefulness and bitterness and in sorceries and in bondage. Now, you need to think about that. See, because the only foundation that true Christianity is built upon is the rock, Jesus Christ. So all these things that we see transpiring in our day in Rome come from this foundation, come from this fountain of bitterness and unrighteousness. Now you think about all of the idolatry, all of the traditions, all of the laws, all of the things that Roman Catholicism has evolved into. Now, we're going to do a segment on how did they bring in all of these pagan things one at a time. Incrementalism. Yes, they attached the name of Jesus to it. Simon went preaching that he was preaching Jesus. Notice Simon's answer. He didn't say, "Oh, I fall on my knees and repent right here before God." No. But Simon answered and said, "You beseech the Lord on my behalf." Now, no one can repent for anyone else. "So that none of those things which you have spoken may come upon me." This is the true origin of the Peter who went to Rome. So you look up the Encyclopedia of McClintock and Strong's, and you read about Simon Magus. Maybe even it's on Wikipedia today. Now, they have the myth that Peter and Paul came to Rome shortly after that and caused Simon Magus to cease what he was doing, but that was not the case. He died from something else because Paul did not get to Rome until 61 AD, and Peter was never there. And we will prove that by the scriptures in some future segments. Peter never went to Rome. And his bones were never there. And please understand this. The Vatican is built upon an ancient pagan cemetery. Most of the stones that built St. Peter's Basilica came from the Colosseum, where the Christians were killed and slaughtered. And don't forget this, the Pope today wears red shoes to symbolize the shed blood of the saints. And it was the Roman Catholic Church that killed and slaughtered them and walked over them and deprived them of life. Very interesting, isn't it? So if you think the media today doesn't tell you the truth, you need to understand that none of these satanic outlets ever tell you the truth. So how can that be the Church of Jesus Christ that he founded? It is not. Because remember where we started. The true followers of Jesus Christ keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ, and have the faith of Jesus Christ. Now, let's read a little bit more back here in the book of Revelation. There is coming a false world religious system. As we saw in Revelation 17, it's going to be the resurrection and amalgamation of all religions together. And I have a special report here written. The old city of Jerusalem will become a special regime, and there is going to be a place for the Pope to come and sit and rule. Now remember the prophecies that we covered, Isaiah 47 and the sorceries, Acts the 8th chapter and the sorceries. So all the religions, all the daughters of Babylon the Great are going to come home and come under the aegis of the Pope of Rome. So there are going to be changes in the Catholic approach to the religions of this world, because it's prophesied that out of that system there is going to come a pope. So let's pick it up here in Revelation 13. And I saw another beast rising out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, but he spoke like a dragon. Looks like it's Christian, but it's not. And who is he really speaking for? Satan, the devil, that dragon, that ancient dragon, that ancient serpent. And he exercises all the authority of the first beast, that is worldwide authority. And all of the religions will agree. See, because when it comes time, God is going to put it in their hearts to agree. And they will come together. And the world will rejoice. And the world will be deceived. And he causes the earth and those who dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. The coming world ruler will be called God manifested in the flesh, like every empire of Satan, the devil. The leader is God. Verse 13, and he performs great wonders so that he even causes fire to come down to the earth from heaven in the sight of men. And he deceives those who dwell on the earth by the means of the wonders that were given to him to perform in the sight of the beast, saying to those who dwell on the earth, that they should make an image for the beast, which had the wound by the sword, yet was alive. Think how this is going to sweep the world. Satan has worn us out with wars, with famines, with terrorism. And now there's going to come an age of peace and wondrous understanding. And here is a religious figure that has been given power by Satan the devil to call fire down from heaven. And everyone's going to say, oh, this is just like Elijah in the Old Testament, isn't it? No, you forget about the book of Job, where Satan brought fire down, yes, indeed, that they should make an image for the beast who had the wound by the sword, yet was alive. And then the enforcement of the mark of the beast will come. So you see, in the end times, all of these prophecies come together. And so this pope in Rome becomes very, very vital. Let's see what happens. And if he is indeed the last pope, we're very close to the end. If he is not, then I predict that the death of this pope will give an opportunity to the Roman Catholic Church to then change many of its doctrines and accept all the other religions, because now a new pope will come on the scene who will be given the power of those miracles. So either way, it's going to happen. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. Be sure and download The Two Babylons by Alexander Hislop. You need the book on the cult holidays or God's holy days, and we provide this to you without cost, because there are faithful brethren who give tithes and offerings to make this available, to preach the gospel, to give a warning to people, to help them to understand the Word of God, to help those who are seeking God to find God, and the truth of the Word of God. So until next time, this is Fred Coulter saying, so long, everyone.